For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team, after a weekend off last week, unplanned, back in action this weekend against Bowling Green, joined by senior goalie out of Apple Valley, Zach Driscoll. Zach, when the season started, you know, you played one game and then you had to sit. Then you played a game and then you had a couple weeks off for Christmas. As a goalie, you need to get into a rhythm. Was it hard getting into a rhythm early on just because of all the starts and stops?
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, like as a goalie, you want to be in a rhythm, but that's just kind of the way this year is with COVID, you never know what's going to happen and you have to be ready when those games do come. So it starts in practice going in with that attitude that when the game does finally get there, you have to be ready. So taking advantage of the practice time, we've had a little bit extra of it this year, which, you know, it's not what we're hoping for, but it's definitely weird, but you always got to be ready for that game.
Tom said early on, your teammates said early on, you know, our team defense isn't where we need it to be. That goals against number gets credited to you, but it is a team statistic. It seems to be getting better. What's changed?
I think just the buy-in and the team commitment, we've really honed in on it. It's been an area, you know, after the first few games of the year that we looked at and we think, you know, where we were last year is where we want and need to be successful as a team. So we've had a lot of video sessions. It's something that we've talked about. And if we want to keep moving forward and winning games as a team, you know, that's an area that we need to improve on and we're headed in the right direction.
There's a saying that, you know, the goalie is supposed to make that first save. After that, it's up to the rest of the team to help out. You are a competitive guy. How many saves in a row do you think you need to make?
Well, Schultz, if I had it my way, I'd be making all the saves. You know, I don't want to just stop one. I want to stop them all. So, you know, that is a saying. I've heard that from, you know, TS says it. I've heard it from every coach I've ever played for that, you know, the goalie's got to have the first one. And after that, you know, he's done his job. But, you know, I'm battling for every puck. I don't first, second, third. Hopefully the rebound control is a little bit better than a fourth, but yeah.
You've had a good vantage point. You've watched this power play all year, moved the puck around, really didn't get rewarded for it. What did you notice, if anything, different in that Bowling Green series where they were able to get some both nights?
Honestly, from my end of the ice, it's always been, you know, they've been clicking. I watched them in practice. They zip the puck around. Sometimes on the power play, all you need is, you know, that lucky bounce to get things rolling. And you know, goalies can make saves too that, you know, it's sometimes the power play is not doing anything wrong. It's, you know, the other team has something to say about it too. So you just keep working, keep grinding away, staying positive about it on the bench. And eventually, you know, you get one and then they come in bunches. So I think just the attitude about sticking with it paid off for us.
You know, that power play, I think, is, everyone will admit, is better when Elias' shot is on that power play. He was out for a couple weeks with the injury. You face him every day in practice. What is it about his shot that it seems like every time it gets to the goalie?
I think something about Rosie, he creates space. Some guys take space that's there, but when Elias is up on the blue line, he has a way of creating his own space and finding something out of nothing sometimes. And he has that quick release from the blue line. He has a massive one-timer, so yeah, he's definitely an asset for us up on the blue line there, 5-on-5, and, you know, especially he's a power play specialist, so it's nice having him back out and feel a little bit more confident with him up there on the blue line.
How weird is it going to be to play Bowling Green four straight games?
Yeah, Bowling Green four straight games. We had Cato supposed to be three or four, but we played him three, but it's definitely a test for us. They're a good team, I think, you know, if you pay attention to the rankings or whatever you take them for, but they're fifth or sixth in the country right now, so they're a good team, so it's a good test for us. And, you know, they have a lot of good players, so it's a little bit different game playing in the Sanford Center than it is in Bowling Green for sure. It'll be a good test for us. We're looking forward to it.
Your path from Apple Valley High School to Bemidji State went on a pretty wild journey. You start at St. Cloud, you go back to play junior hockey again, you transfer here, now you got a COVID year. Last year you guys, you know, were certainly gunning for an NCAA spot. The season gets shut down. How can all of that adversity, all of that stuff that you've gone through, help you in the real world once your hockey days are done?
Yeah, I've experienced a lot of ups and downs and, you know, low points with, you know, hockey in St. Cloud, but it's just always about, you know, how are you going to handle it and how are you going to take that next step moving forward. And I think that the adversity that I faced in my career in hockey is going to do nothing but help me in the real world. And coming in with a good attitude about it, we're going to work every day, you know, rely on your teammates. That's what they're there for. And, you know, I'm really, really grateful that, that hockey's taught me those lessons along the way.
What are some of the things that that interest you once the hockey days are done?
I'm an accounting major. I actually have a job accepted for next fall in a tax firm in Minneapolis. And they're a great firm. They've been, you know, if I want to keep playing hockey, they've communicated that I can kind of defer my offer there. So, yeah, I'm lucky. I kind of got my next step planned for me here. But, you know, COVID year, a lot can happen along the way.
Yeah. Don't say next year yet. We don't know what's happening this weekend yet.
Who knows? Seriously.
As a player, do you find yourself trying to avoid your phone or cringing every time that phone buzzes or beeps or does whatever it is you have it set to do of a notification that, dang it, we're not playing again this week?
You try and there's nothing you can really do. It's, you know, we do our testing for COVID and then we get our results back, you know, early the next day. So as long as you make it through the morning without a phone call and, you know, you're doing your job. Coaches have really emphasized winning the COVID battle is kind of our way about it. And, you know, as long we can only control what we can control. So we can't control what Lake State was doing or Huntsville was doing. Bowling Green is doing, we can only control what's happening in Bemidji. So just hope you don't get that text when you're going to the ring.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it.